Finding the perfect plus-size dress. Tips for buying plus-size dresses. Buying plus-size dress apparel is easier if you know what to look for. All you have to know is a few hints on how to buy plus-size dress apparel. There are a few things you should keep in mind to make your dress look good on you and make you look your best wearing it. Choosing the right dress sometimes takes a bit of thought before you buy, but there are a few tricks you can use that will make your dress look absolutely the best it can be, even if it's just an around-the-town dress. When you stay with what looks good on you, this can be done very easily. The importance of finding the perfect plus-size dress. Finding the perfect plus-size dress can be a challenge for many women. There are so many factors to consider, such as the fit, the style, the occasion, and the budget. However, finding the right dress can also be a rewarding and empowering experience. A dress that flatters your curves, enhances your confidence, and expresses your personality can make you feel like a million bucks. Here are some tips on how to find the perfect plus-size dress for you. Know your measurements. The first step to finding a dress that fits you well is to know your body measurements. You can use a tape measure to measure your bust, waist, and hips, or you can ask a professional tailor or seamstress to do it for you. Knowing your measurements will help you choose the right size and avoid dresses that are too tight or too loose. Explore different styles. The next step is to explore different styles of dresses that suit your body shape and accentuate your best features. There are many types of plus-size dresses, such as A-line, Empire Waist, Wrap, Sheath, Fit and Flare, Maxi, Midi, Skater, Shirt, and Shift. Each one has its own advantages and disadvantages, depending on your body type. For example, an A-line dress can create an illusion of a smaller waist and balance out a larger bust or hips, while a wrapped dress can highlight your curves and create a feminine look. You can also try different necklines, sleeves, and hemlines to find what works best for you. Pick a color that complements your skin tone. The color of your dress can also make a big difference in how you look and feel. You can choose a color that matches your mood, personality, or the season, but you should also consider how it harmonizes with your skin tone. Some colors can make you look radiant and fresh, while others can make you look dull and washed out. To choose the right color for you, you can follow these steps. Determine your skin tone. Your skin tone is the underlying hue of your skin that remains constant regardless of sun exposure or other factors. There are three main categories of skin tones: warm, cool, and neutral. Warm skin tones have yellow, peach, or golden undertones, cool skin tones have pink, red, or blue undertones, and neutral skin tones have a mix of both warm and cool undertones. Find your season. Based on your skin tone and other features such as hair color and eye color, you can find out which season you belong to: spring, summer, autumn, or winter. Each season has a range of colors that suit it best. Spring colors are bright and warm, summer colors are soft and cool, autumn colors are rich and warm, and winter colors are bold and cool. Choose your colors. Once you know your season, you can choose colors that match it from a color wheel or a color palette. Generally speaking, warm colors like red, orange, yellow, and coral suit warm skin tones, while cool colors like blue, green, purple, and pink suit cool skin tones. However, you can also experiment with different shades and patterns to find what works best for you. Dress for the occasion. Finally, you should choose a dress that is appropriate for the occasion you are attending. Whether it is a casual day out, a formal event, or a party, you should pick a dress that matches the tone and style of the event. For example, if you are going to a wedding, you should avoid wearing white or anything too flashy or revealing. If you are going to a cocktail party, you should opt for something chic and elegant. If you are going to a picnic or a brunch, you should go for something light and breezy. What are some plus dress styles? Plus dress styles are a way of celebrating the beauty and diversity of different body shapes and sizes. There are many types of plus dress styles that can suit different occasions, preferences and personalities. Some of the most popular plus dress styles are wrap dresses. These are dresses that have a front closure that wraps around the body and ties at the waist or side. Wrap dresses are flattering for plus-size women because they create an hourglass shape and accentuate the curves. Wrap dresses can be worn for casual or formal events, depending on the fabric and accessories. A-line dresses, these are dresses that have a fitted bodice and a flared skirt that resembles the shape of the letter A. A-line dresses are versatile and flattering for plus-size women, because they balance out the proportions and create a feminine silhouette. A-line dresses can be worn for any occasion, from work to weddings, and can be styled with different shoes, belts and jewelry. Maxi dresses, these are dresses that reach the ankle or floor length. Maxi dresses are comfortable and stylish for plus-size women because they offer full coverage, and create a flowy and elegant look. Maxi dresses can be worn for casual or formal events, depending on the print, color and design. Maxi dresses can be paired with sandals, heels or boots, and accessorized with hats, scarves or jackets. Shirt dresses, these are dresses that resemble a long shirt or button-down blouse. Shirt dresses are chic and easy to wear for plus-size women because they have a relaxed fit and can be adjusted with a belt or a tie. Shirt dresses can be worn for casual or smart casual events, depending on the material and pattern. Shirt dresses can be matched with flats, sneakers or heels, and layered with cardigans, blazers or vests. How do I choose a color to suit me? Choosing a color that suits you can be a tricky task, especially if you are not sure about your skin tone, hair color and personal style. Here are some tips to help you find the best colors for you. First, determine your skin tone. Your skin tone is the underlying hue of your skin, and it can be warm, cool or neutral. Warm skin tones have yellow, peach or golden undertones, while cool skin tones have pink, blue or violet undertones. Neutral skin tones have a mix of both warm and cool undertones. You can find out your skin tone by looking at the veins on your wrist. If they appear green, you have a warm skin tone. If they appear blue or purple, you have a cool skin tone. If they appear both green and blue, you have a neutral skin tone. Second, determine your hair color. Your hair color can also affect how colors look on you, so it is important to consider it when choosing a color. Generally, warm hair colors are those that have red, orange or yellow tones, such as copper, auburn, strawberry blonde or golden blonde. Cool hair colors are those that have blue, violet or green tones, such as ash blonde, platinum blonde, black or silver. Neutral hair colors are those that have a balance of both warm and cool tones, such as brown, chestnut or honey blonde. Third, determine your personal style. Your personal style is the way you express yourself through your clothing and accessories, and it can reflect your personality, mood and preferences. Your personal style can also influence the colors that suit you best, as some colors may match better with certain styles than others. For example, if you have a classic style, you may prefer colors that are timeless and elegant, such as navy, beige or burgundy. If you have a romantic style, you may prefer colors that are soft and feminine, such as pink, lavender or coral. If you have an edgy style, you may prefer colors that are bold and dramatic, such as black, red or purple. How to choose flattering styles? Choosing flattering styles can be a fun and rewarding way to express your personality and boost your confidence. However, with so many options and trends out there, it can also be overwhelming and confusing. Here are some tips to help you find the styles that suit you best. Know your body shape and proportions. Different styles can accentuate or balance out your features, depending on how they fit and where they draw attention. For example, if you have a pear-shaped body, you might want to wear darker colors on the bottom and lighter colors on the top, or opt for A-line skirts and dresses that flatter your hips. If you have an hourglass figure, you might want to highlight your curves with fitted tops and belts, or choose wrap dresses and V-necklines that emphasize your waist. Choose colors that complement your skin tone and hair color. There are no hard and fast rules about what colors you can or cannot wear, but some colors might make you look more radiant and harmonious, while others might wash you out or clash with your features. For example, if you have warm undertones in your skin, you might look good in earthy tones like brown, orange, yellow, and olive green. If you have cool undertones, you might prefer jewel tones like purple, blue, emerald green, and magenta. Experiment with different patterns and textures. Patterns and textures can add interest and variety to your outfits, as well as create optical illusions that enhance or disguise certain areas of your body. For example, vertical stripes can make you look taller and slimmer, while horizontal stripes can make you look wider and shorter. Similarly, shiny fabrics can reflect light and draw attention, while matte fabrics can absorb light and create a more subdued effect. Accessorize wisely. Accessories can be the finishing touch that ties your whole look together, or the focal point that makes a statement. Depending on your style goals, you can use accessories to add contrast, harmony, or drama to your outfits. For example, if you want to spice up a plain outfit, you can add a colorful scarf, a bold necklace, or a funky hat. If you want to create a cohesive look, you can match your accessories to your clothes or to each other. If you want to make an impact, you can choose a statement piece that stands out from the rest of your ensemble. Have fun and be yourself. Ultimately, the most flattering style is the one that makes you feel happy and comfortable in your own skin. Don't be afraid to experiment with different styles and find what works for you. You don't have to follow every trend or rule that you see in magazines or online. You can mix and match different elements to create your own unique style that reflects your personality and mood. What are some common mistakes when buying plus-size dress? Buying a plus-size dress can be a challenging task, especially if you are not aware of some common mistakes that can ruin your look and make you feel uncomfortable. Here are some of them. Choosing the wrong size. Many plus-size women tend to buy dresses that are either too big or too small for their body shape. This can result in a sloppy or tight appearance that does not flatter their curves. The best way to avoid this is to measure yourself properly and check the size chart of the brand you are buying from. You can also try on the dress before buying it or order online from a store that offers free returns and exchanges, following the trends blindly. While it is good to keep up with the latest fashion trends, you should not compromise your personal style and comfort for the sake of being trendy. Not every trend will suit your body type, personality, and occasion. For example, if you have a pear-shaped figure, you might want to avoid dresses that are too voluminous at the bottom or have horizontal stripes. Instead, opt for dresses that accentuate your waist and balance your proportions, ignoring the accessories. A dress alone is not enough to create a stunning outfit. You also need to pay attention to the accessories that complement your dress and enhance your look. These include shoes, jewelry, bags, belts, scarves, and hats. Depending on the style and color of your dress, you can choose accessories that match or contrast with it. For example, if you are wearing a black dress, you can add some pops of color with a red bag or a turquoise necklace. You can also use accessories to create different looks with the same dress, such as casual, formal, or chic, forgetting the occasion. Another common mistake when buying a plus-size dress is not considering the occasion you are dressing for. Different occasions require different levels of formality, elegance, and comfort. For example, if you are going to a wedding, you might want to avoid wearing white or anything too revealing or flashy. If you are going to a picnic, you might want to avoid wearing anything too tight or uncomfortable. You should also consider the season, the time of day, and the location of the event when choosing your dress, neglecting your confidence. The most important thing when buying a plus-size dress is to feel confident and comfortable in it. No matter how beautiful or expensive your dress is, if you do not feel good about yourself, it will show in your posture, expression, and attitude. You should buy a dress that makes you feel happy, proud, and confident. You should also wear it with a smile and a positive attitude. Remember that you are beautiful and worthy of wearing any dress you want. Conclusion to tips for buying plus-size dresses. If you have the height for a plus-size cocktail dress but have a few pounds over than the norm, then you should purchase a cocktail dress that has a low waistline. This gives the illusion of a perfect figure. An A-line dress with an open neckline creates wonders to make your look very appealing. Avoid shiny dresses as they add pounds to your look. The most important thing is don't buy apparel that is too small. Always make sure what you buy is loose enough to make you comfortable. It is easier to take a plus-size dress in than to let it out. Black is a very elegant color to wear for a cocktail dress. It is the one color in plus-size dress apparel that truly flatters anyone's figure, and if you buy a cocktail dress or an ordinary dress for work in the right style, it can be extremely flattering. When you're buying plus-size dress apparel, you want to look your best no matter what the occasion. It is easy to accomplish this when you put a little thought into your shopping and give yourself some time with shopping. Buy the plus-size cocktail dress you like and don't buy to please someone else. The problem that most women have when choosing a specific type of plus-size dress apparel is that regular stores do not usually stock as large an inventory as they do of the regular sizes. This type of shopping is very easy when you go online to find plus-size dress apparel. Pepper Fashion Online Cyber Boutique stocks a large range of plus-size clothing for all occasions.